The first gene-edited food is starting to be used in the food that you eat every day. Soybeans that have been edited to make their oil contain less trans fat will now go into making things like granola bars and cooking oils healthier. Dan Voitis and his team of students at the University of Minnesota discovered the technology and the methods to make this happen. He's the chief science officer at Calixt and a professor at the University of Minnesota, and he joins us. So, Dan, let's start with the basics here. What exactly is gene-editing food?
Yeah, so plants, like all other organisms, have a genetic blueprint. I mean, I think you can think of it similar to like a text of a book. And what gene editing allows us to do, it's like a word processor. We can go in and change certain letters, certain words, remove or add paragraphs. So it's truly an editor for the genetic code.
And this is different than GMO foods, right?
Yeah, so traditionally a GMO product has foreign DNA added to the genome. So, for example, you'll take a bacterial gene and insert it into the plant genome, and then that bacterial gene confers a trait like resistance to herbicides or resistance to pests or pathogens. But in gene editing, we actually remove sequences from the plant genome or do these very subtle edits to the genetic code.
Okay. I won't ask the science behind how you do it, but what is the goal behind this? Is this about making foods more sustainable, making foods healthier?
Yeah, actually all of the above. I mean, so if you can imagine, if you can edit the genetic blueprint, you can really confer lots of different sorts of traits. So some groups are interested in creating plants more resistant to pests or pathogens or more tolerant to drought. At Calixt, we're interested in using the technology to make healthier food ingredients. So that's our primary focus.
And at this point, you're close to actually getting these gene-edited foods into grocery stores, right? Tell us a little bit about what's going on now and where this research stands.
Yeah, absolutely. So our first product is a product in soybean. And so we edited the soybean genome so that when you press soybean grain, you create a cooking oil that's healthier. It doesn't have any trans fatty acids. And it's low in polyunsaturated fats. And so we just harvested about 17,000 acres, our first crop of soybean, that we're going to then crush into oil, crush the grain and to produce oil, and then sell it as a healthier food ingredient. So you wouldn't buy our oil on the shelves in a grocery store, but it would be an ingredient in something like a granola bar, for example.
I see. Okay. How long has this been coming? Is this the first gene-edited food to kind of make it to the food system here?
Yeah, actually, it really is the first gene-edited food, and we began the company back in 2010. We've been at it for a while. The first years were sort of proving the technology and making sure we could get it to work, and then we focused on developing new crop varieties that produce healthier foods.
So GMO foods have been relatively controversial, and I'm assuming a lot of consumers might sort of respond to this and say, you know, how can it be healthier if it's been kind of altered in some way? Like, is that a natural quote-unquote food? Is that like a farm-to-table kind of scenario? What's your response to something like that?
Yeah, so the types of genetic variation that we introduce into the crop plants, they actually occur naturally. So alterations to the genetic code occur all the time. We're just going in and making them in a very directed fashion. And again, we don't add foreign DNA, so we're not taking DNA from one organism and mixing it with another organism. Hmm. We're making more subtle edits to the genetic code.
I'm sure there's been some trial and error along the way, but where do you see this going in the future now that you kind of know the process and know what works?
Yeah, so at Calixt, we're going to continue to focus on healthier foods. So our next products will probably be in wheat, a wheat that's high in fiber, naturally high in fiber. So many Americans don't get enough dietary fiber, so this will help alleviate some of that shortfall. Hmm. We're also working on low-gluten wheat, reducing gluten in wheat flour because many consumers are concerned about the intake of gluten. So those are just a few examples of what we're focused on at Calixt.
Hmm. So where do you see this going on a broader scale? Like you mentioned crops being gene-edited so that they needed less water. Are there ways in which this technology and this approach can really revolutionize the way that we grow and distribute food?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to be seeing gene editing applied for many uses and very broadly in plant agriculture. It really gives us a new way to create genetic variation. Previously, it was a very random process and uncontrolled. But now that we understand plant genes and genomes and how the genetic information works, this is really a very useful and powerful tool to go in and harness that information to make plants better, whether it's better producers of food ingredients or plants that, you know, better withstand environmental insults.
All right. That is Dan Voitas. He is the chief science officer at Calixt and a professor at the University of Minnesota who spearheaded the research in gene editing food. Dan, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.